Hey guys, it's P.S.
Kevin,
U.S. News Radio. I keep talking, the advertisement comes up. Anyway, this is P.S. Kavanaugh, live in the studio here in New York, and we're going to do a sneaky phone call. So everybody stand by while I dial the person. Dialing the number. Hang on 1 second. Looking for a number. Bear with me. It's dialing.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Not much.
Any money yet?
No, of course not.
Well, that's a real positive thought. How are you gonna have a thing positive if he says no, of course not?
Of course not. Did you get yours?
No, of course not.
Well, obviously there's a problem.
I don't think it's a problem. I just don't think it showed up because I haven't got any calls from Diane yet, so she would notify me immediately.
Really? So what's taking
really?
So long?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything from her, so I'm assuming everything's okay.
I don't know. I'm waiting a couple more days.
So what else is going on? Anything?
Well, in my Hercules email system, I did, today's what, Thursday? Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
I sent 1,000 emails to the Metroplex Global site. And then yesterday I sent 3,500 emails. What I mean is to Hospice Travel.
Awesome. Any responses yet?
I don't know. You should be the one to see them.
Well, I didn't see anything yet here, but
I'm
just saying it's good, though.
I've got an email system where I'm sending an advertisement out. I can send out a minimum of 1,000 emails. I mean, 1,000 to 1,000 people on a daily basis. And there's 7,000 people. So I'm using that system to see, because it don't cost me anything, so I'm using it to see whether
good.
Or not it will produce anything.
Good,
or,
good.
But if it doesn't produce nothing, then I'll have to move on to something else.
I can't wake up today.
Oh, well. Well, you got bad weather up there?
It's cloudy, that's about it.
I know, I think most of the storms from Harvey moved up your way. And
yeah, the tropical thunderstorms. That's about it.
Of course, luckily, we ain't getting the other storm. Hurricane.
Yeah. That's early in the season, though. You never know. We might get something else. Sandy didn't come through, I don't think, until, October, I guess?
Yeah, they would.
Or was that September? I forget.
The ones being produced.
What's that?
Go ahead. Whatever
what?
You were saying.
Oh, no, no. I'm just... Well, thanks.
Yeah, I thought
you were saying
something.
I thought you were saying something.
No, no. But anyways, that's what I've done in the travel and also in the Metroplex Global site.
Okay.
So I've done that so far. Now, let's see. And also I've been working with SFI, of course.
Okay.
And my other, I'm constantly
right.
getting new people into the SFI, but it doesn't seem like I'm turning them into very good, consistent customers.
Like I said before, SFI is tough. It really is. Because there's no, you know, you sign these people up and stuff like this, but there's no, they don't communicate. You know that. And everything.
Yeah.
I mean, how many people
But there is a system that you can use in SFI, which is supposed to be becoming effective in October, where you're you're going around to your storefronts, and you're taking
mm-hmm.
pictures of them.
Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about.
You're taking them.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but that system's supposed to start up pretty soon.
Yeah, but I see problems with that too. I'll tell you why. I mean, if you're standing outside in front of somebody's store and you start taking pictures of it, it may chase you down the street.
Well, you're supposed to talk to them. So, you know.
Yeah.
So you just tell them that, you know, you would like to refer them to SFI. I mean, to the TripEquip store system, and you would like to...
Yeah, but, well, see, it sounds interesting. I'll give you that. But what I was saying about SFI, there's no way to communicate with your affiliates. I mean, you can send messages out to them and stuff like this. SFI needs to come up with a better stream of communication with all these people that sign up in the retailers like this. Either like a video chat room or because these guys are international and stuff like this, they need to have like an open door thing where you can get online, like Skype or something like that, and you can talk to your uplines and your downlines. You can keep in contact because you know as well as I do, these people that are in SFI, they don't communicate. You know what I mean?
Well, they do have a forum system. And a chat system where you can actually.
But nobody uses
messages.
It. But nobody. Well, what I'm saying is, you know, nobody uses it. I mean, nobody communicates and everything. I think that's one of SFI's big problems and why people don't stick around and stuff like that because there's no real time communication. You know what I mean? I mean, even. Huh?
Yeah, remember, that's individual. A lot of the individuals that we communicate with are probably throughout the world. I would not say everybody is tech savvy when they first go into that program.
Right.
I mean, people probably don't even know what stuff is available to them.
Well, that's part of the problem, too, in proper training then. But anyway, that's here nor there. I mean, SFI is what it is and everything. I think SFI is kind of behind the times that way a little bit, you know, and that type of thing. That's here nor there, you know.
But get back to the other system. You do know that once you got a few stores that are connected to you, right? And you are you are the one that loves to talk to people. Then you can get people to start signing up in the Triple Click and shop at that particular store that is in your community. Or they can get people to shop. They can get people themselves, their customers, and offer them the opportunity to shop in through Triple Click and also through their store. Now, they don't have to be an SFI person. They can be strictly Triple Click customers.
Right.
But every time somebody spends spends money, you're getting equivalent to, well, if it's yours, you're going to be getting 2 Versa points for every dollar spent.
Right.
Which could be huge if you got a grocery store or a place that people go to all the time, and you can get people in your town going to that place, preferably people around there that go there anyways, and you can, the concept anyways is a good one for, and it works for probably more for the people out of the country or people with small communities in the United States where they have a lot of, just like one major store, and you get that one major store to agree to be an e-commerce affiliate. That's the concept of it. And then they're building people to come and signing them up. And if you're the person in charge, now, even if I didn't refer, one of my people did, I would still make Versa points, because once you become a bronze team leader, you match everything they do anyways.
Right.
So that's a concept. And eventually it's supposed to build everybody. But nothing happens overnight.
Right. It's many nights.
Well, it depends upon... Now, they've got thousands of people that are already doing it, but I mean, as far as hopefully some of the people in my network are doing it, but myself personally, I'm not, but other people are. But, and, you know, that's here or there.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, well, I gotta scootle down the road to make some deliveries and stuff today, but I'll be in touch, and if I hear anything from Diane, I'll call you right away.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. I got you.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye.